The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "Were your faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Which of you, with a servant ploughing and or minding sheep, would say to him when he returned from the fields, 'Come and have your meal immediately'? Would he not be more likely to say, 'Get my supper laid, make yourself tidy, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You can eat and drink yourself afterwards.' Must he be grateful to the servant for doing what he was told? So with you, when you have done all you have been told to do, say, 'We are merely servants. We have done no more than our duty.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." This means that the apostles had some faith already, but wanted it to be stronger. Let us look what faith is. Is faith a gift? Yes, it is. God is calling out to human beings, and the adequate response to this is faith. This human response, faith, is a willingness to listen to God, to accept his invitation to see him as our friend, and to accept the fullness of his love for us. More importantly, it is an invitation to enter into a personal relationship with God. In the first reading, we hear that the prophet Habakkuk is crying out to God to listen to him and do something about all the bad things happening to him and around him in the world. And God answers. God gives him instructions and also gives some advice and a promise. The righteous will live by his or her faithfulness. Great examples of people that were faithful to God are, of course, Abraham and Mary of Nazareth. Abraham believed God and was reckoned to be righteous. Abraham became the father of all who believe, of all who have faith in God. The Virgin Mary is also a perfect example of faith. Throughout her life and until her last ordeal when Jesus, her son, died on the cross, Mary's faith never wavered. She never ceased to believe in the fulfillment of God's word. And so the Church venerates in Mary the purest realization of faith. Assuming now that we have a certain amount of faith, how do we increase our faith? In his letter to Timothy, St. Paul reminds him that we must fan the flame of the gift of God, but also reminds him that there is a price to pay. Bearing the hardship for being a witness to God, Abraham was asked to leave his country. He was asked to sacrifice his son. Mary was asked to give birth to Jesus and suffered for the consequences. Faith is an entirely free gift that God makes to all people, but we can easily lose it. We lose it by not nourishing it, by not protecting it, and by accepting one or more things that are opposed to faith. We lose our faith by doubt and unbelief. Doubt, voluntary doubt, about faith disregards or refuses to hold true what God has revealed and the Church proposes for belief. Involuntary doubt is the difficulty in overcoming objections connected with the faith. Unbelief is the neglect of the revealed truth or the willful refusal to assent to it. All these can lead to more serious lot of faith, such as heresy, schism, and apostasy. A heresy is an obstinate doubt of some truth that must be believed. Schism is the refusal of submission to the Roman pontiff. Apostasy is the total rejection of the Christian faith. But we don't want to go that way. Instead, we are looking, like the apostles, to increase our faith, and we do so by nourishing it. That is the part God cannot do alone. We must want it to increase and then work on it. First is to nourish faith with prayer, talking and listening to God as he speaks to us in our hearts. This we can do at any time and at any place in a moment of silence. Second, we can nourish our faith by works of charity. And third is to nourish faith with the work of God. Read the Bible and come to church as often as you can. Look at the readings for the day for yourself in the daily missal or online, on your computer or on your phone. You could even sign up for messages from Pope Francis on Twitter, Pope Francis at Pontifex, as do at the moment over 3 million followers. For example, last week the Pope tweeted, "We do not become Christians by ourselves. Faith is first of all a gift of God and given to us by him and through the church." These are the ways of increasing faith, for building it up. If you fan your flame of faith in these ways, it will be a leading light as it spreads into yourself and to others around you. And it will also result in a deeper relationship between you and God, you and your neighbors, you and creation. And if faith, the size of a mustard seed, can uproot a mulberry tree and plant it in the sea, imagine what you would and could do with even greater faith.